Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, the sun's out here in the Pacific Northwest. People are walking like crazy because they're so glad after all the rain that we've had. But we've got a special guest today that, with the budding of flowers, she is just so prepared to get us ready through this spring period for summertime and for looking fit and fabulous in 15 minutes. Yes, yes, yes. I've been telling you, Teresa Tapp was going to be on the show today, and here she is. Teresa, you have just been going all over the place talking to people and sharing.
Oh,
my goodness, you're just one busy gal. I get tired just reading what you are doing, all of the things that are going on. I have to tell you that your trainer, Kayla, that came out here to the Pacific Northwest, because at the time, right now we don't have anybody specifically in the Pacific Northwest that's a trainer, but she came out a couple of weeks ago and presented her program, and the women there were just absolutely thrilled. Absolutely thrilled with what went on. We did the they did the intro for beginners, so, and I was in one of those classes with some people, and then we had the master's class, and all of us ended up walking out of there feeling like we're going to give it a workout. I mean, it was something. She said, "Do any of you remember what it was like at the retreat?" Which we went through last year. And I thought, holy Moses, but it was great. And the beginner's class, the people that were there just absolutely loved it. For those of you that have not heard anything about Teresa before, I know there are those of you that are regular listeners and you're familiar with Teresa being on the air with me. But I'll tell you, it is a fit and fabulous system for just, I mean, it's just great. If you're feeling like you're in a slump, you can take a few minutes, you can do certain things. Teresa, this is one young lady I really want to compliment. Kayla was just superb as a trainer, and you told me she was going to be really good.
Oh, I did.
Oh, my goodness. She's terrific.
Kayla, all of the TTAP trainers are great, but you're very fortunate that she's relatively close to the coast. TTAP trainers are non-territorial. They will come to any state, any province, and even to other countries. I'm very fortunate to have a network of them across the nation. But Kayla, since she relatively lives close, just one or two states over, I was tickled pink because I consider her one of my senior trainers. Her instruction is very good, and she's very compassionate. And she's a testimonial in herself. So,
well,
having the ability to have been there, done that, really, I think, helps a teacher to be even more effective because they understand what it's like to take that first step. And TTAP's very progressive. It works for all fitness levels, all age levels, but it progressively gets tougher rather than easier, because the stronger you get, the more you get out of it, so you don't have to do more. You actually can do less because it becomes more intense without increasing reps or sets, which is so different than any other fitness program out there.
I wanted to bring up a couple of things that came out of the class. Because you make the comment that there's, you know, there's no limit on age. And one of the mothers that came brought her daughter, who was about 7 or 8 years of age, and she was right in there, you know, working right along with us. This was in the advanced class, because mom had, before she had her last baby, she also had her baby of just about a month and a half or 2 months old that was with her. She was just adored. But here's this little girl right in there with us, just working right out in the master's class, if you can believe that. But I wanted to address a couple of things, because we had different situations with women, and of course it was just great, as it always is whenever you work in TTAP. There's no criticism, nobody's making fun of anybody. We're all in there because we want to better our own physical wellness and well-being. So one of the situations that came up that I wanted to discuss with you was a woman who is in her 60s, And Karen, who was another TTAP trainer who had come up from California to join Kayla, she worked with this lady. I don't recall her name right at the moment, but she was having a problem with her knees. And they noticed that she was sort of hesitant about the way she was moving, and they asked her about her knees, and she said, oh, yes, I have a major problem. I had some injuries. So they worked with her to show her how not to put pressure on the knees. They said, can you feel the difference? And she said, yeah, that's really amazing. And she was in the beginner's class. She was interested in this because she's having a hard time. So she went through the class, and she was so pleased at being able to find something she could do where her knees were not going to be have more of a problem than they should be. So let's address that situation, because so many people, either from sports or even they're getting older, like this lady in her 60s who was very youthful, don't get me wrong, but I mean she has had a problem with the knees. Mm-hmm. How does TTAP assist with this?
Basically, TTAP is designed to help balance muscle imbalance. And the precursor to most knee issues is muscle imbalance, where certain muscle attachments behind the kneecap from the quads or the hamstrings are stronger than other ones. And everything is reflective, starting with the base of the foot. If there's deviation in the ankle, there will be deviation in the way muscles are activated in the knee, which then in turn deviates how muscles are activated at the hip. All muscles have two attachments. So at the knee, you're going to have attachments at the knee that also go to the hip, and you're going to have attachments that are at the knee that also go to the ankle. So it's very important on the whole alignment of the leg with muscle activation during the movement. Okay, so within each exercise, TTAP always uses full fiber muscle activation from origin to insertion, the entire length of the muscle, whereas a lot of traditional exercise is isotonic, which means it's stronger at one attachment to the belly of the muscle rather than equal tension from both origin to insertion. Now, everybody's probably thinking they're in physiology class right now. Let's just take it to common sense mechanics. When people walk, most people tend to turn out with their toes facing out at an angle, but their kneecaps are facing forward. So I call it walking like a duck. Mm-hmm. Now, as one does that, the knee is actually being activated unequally. It's going forward, but the foot's to a side, so that torques at the knee. So the inside of the knee is being activated different than the outside, but it leads to such issues over time as an ACL issue or a torn meniscus. So one of the many body muscle activation techniques is to have toes forward as you walk and to make sure to have the weight shifted towards the little toe, or as I say, just keep the weight off the ball joint of the big toe. So if everyone just listening now, if you're not driving in a car, if you're even in a chair, if you just have your toes turn out and you push into the floor, you're going to feel greater muscle activation on the ball joint, more pressure on the ball joint of the big toe compared to the little toe, which means there's more activation on the inside of the knee. Now, going up and down stairs aggravates this even more because then you put the weight of your body as it's having to lift up to the next stair. With TTAP, in addition to toes forward, everything is added focus on body alignment. So in addition to toes forward, I say bend it, meaning bend the knees, tuck it, meaning tuck your tailbone under and activate the muscles that are in the lower back, lift it, which means ribs up, which activate more muscles up along the spine, and then the last clincher, which is very, very effective for knees, is knees out. Knees shifting out towards the little toe so you feel the weight shift to the out two or three toes and off the ball joint of the big toe. And what that does is activate the muscles from the knee to the hip at the same time as the knee to the ankle, stabilizing the ankle, the knee, and the hip. And at the same time, keeping that knee bent, you keep it equally activated all the way to the hip. And then I start adding body weight, like maybe have all of your weight on one leg. But just walking throughout the day, if everyone listening could just say, toes forward as I step up on that stair, push knee out to little toe, 1, 2, 3, push knee out to the little toe as I lift up to the next stair. Not only are you going to save your knees, you'll help balance the muscle imbalance, and that in turn will take away excess fat that stores at the knee. I call it knee pudge, knee knocker fat on the inside. Mm-hmm. It'll help trim fat off above the knee, where the muscles activate going in the knee, because when you hear experts out there saying you can't spot reduce, notice as you age, those who have knee problems have more fat deposit above the knee and on the inside of the knee because they're not activating their muscles. And since muscles burn fat for fuel, that inactivation, the body says, oh, if we're not going to work those muscles, let's store the fat there, because muscles prefer fat for fuel. So when you're running, jogging, whatever, it can pull fat storage anywhere. But through daily activity, you're going to settle with fat storage in the areas you inactivate. So people who have neck issues tend to have a fat pad at the base of their neck. People who have knee issues, it's on the inside of their knee or above their knee. People who have shoulder issues tend to have armpit pudge. People who have upper back issues tend to have back fat, bra pudge. See, interesting how the body will take the path of least resistance and store fat there. So that's why in TTAP, that woman, even though she was in a beginner class, she was like receiving relief at the same time working her muscles harder than she'd ever done, but she was working them in a balanced sort of way, equal activation at the knee on both sides of the knee.
Well, I know she was really excited because she had been trying various systems, and she just would give up. She said it just really was very difficult for her. So we had a very nice conversation. Now, let's go to another question. That is that in this class, there was a young mother, the mother that I told you that brought her children with her, and she had just had a baby, obviously a short time before, and she was trying to do certain exercises, and she was finding that her body was fighting her. And Kayla said, take it easy. I'm a mom of three. I've been in TTAP for a while, and sometimes it takes a while for you to get back into shape. Well, you know, her baby's a fairly new baby, so she's trying to take care of her family and doing all of the things. What would you recommend to women who they're pregnant? One, TTAP is perfectly safe to do during pregnancy. It's absolutely wonderful, and it's a great way to keep those muscles toned. But after you've had a baby, you know, if you've had a cesarean, what would you recommend for someone to be aware of after they've had their baby to incorporate back in? Because you do want to get those muscles strengthened as quickly as you can so that you don't have that tummy skirt that so many women will complain about after having a baby, where all that loose skin just seems to, even if they're slender, they seem to get that pocket of fat right around in there, and it's just the devil to get rid of. What would you say to a new mother?
Well, the first thing is that the 15-minute workout called Basic Plus, which is Chapter 4 in the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, that exercise program is wonderful to do your entire pregnancy, even that last week or two of the last trimester.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though you can't tuck as much when baby has grown full-blown, you're still activating the muscle full fiber. So if you do that through the whole pregnancy, the post-pregnancy shape-up is much faster because you're not having to rebuild the mind-to-muscle nerve transmission. Let me give you an analogy, and then I'm going to fully answer as we're going. If a person breaks their arm and they put a cast on it for it to repair, but while that cast is on it during the term, the muscles are, they're totally inactivated, so you lose that mind-to-muscle movement, what I call neurokinetic nerve transmission. So when you first take off that cast, the muscles have shriveled up. It looks much skinnier mm-hmm. than the other arm.
Right.
And there's a period of time that you're having to rebuild up that mind-to-muscle transmission before you can build up the fibers to equally get the strength back. Okay, so a person who has a cast on and is still doing T-tap or muscle activation, even though it's stabilized, would at least not have the shriveling or losing the mind to muscle. So, but it's never too late with T-tap. That's the beauty of it. So let's just say back to you said, now we're looking at that apron, that flap of skin. Well, mm-hmm. you need, it's so important, you need to brush the body, do skin brushing, in addition to the T-tap exercises, especially postpartum, because you want to bring the blood flow to that surface of the skin. You want to exercise the skin as well as exercise the muscles underneath the skin. So daily brushing I would increase to twice a day, first thing in the morning and again right before bed. And that brings blood flow to the skin, and it's done in a pattern to work with the lymphatic system, so that will help bring nutrients into the cells to reproduce and tighten and tone. At the same time, we'll take the trash out on cellular toxicity as to what was going through on hormonally, all of those changes that are occurring. Okay, now let's go beneath the skin to the muscles that are kind of also flapping with the iPhone. Because let's face it, 9-month baby out there, as soon as it's gone, it doesn't snap back quite as quick. Okay, maybe
right.
baby number one snapped back relatively quick. Baby number two gets a little tougher, and then mm-hmm. so on and so forth. But we have a success story right on our homepage of a lady with 12 babies, all vaginal, who went from a size 22 to a 6 without loose skin. Okay, now that's 12 babies. So that shows you it's never too late if you know how to activate the muscles internally to maximize that effectiveness. Number one exercise postpartum, Organs in Place, Half Frogs. It's the free DVD that comes with the book, Fit and Fabulous. In the back of the book, there's a DVD. That little move, you can do it. People who have neck problems, people who have back problems, no problem. You can do it. Everyone can do that 8-repetition, 1-set exercise. I call it Half Frogs because it's similar to a frog kick when you swim. Except mm-hmm. you're laying on your back, and you only go halfway, so there's no strain on the lower back. But the pelvic tilt, as well as the muscle activation that's involved, helps put that uterus back up, because it's all been pushed down, as well as the bladder back up. So this little exercise, in addition to your standing T-tap, will help bring everything back up and get a lower flat abdomen, and it'll happen that much quicker. Okay, in addition to that freebie, if a person has the time, do the complete total workout. That's the chapter 4 and 5, or at least, bare minimum, do primary back stretch, followed by T-tap twist, followed by hoedowns. And now, interestingly enough, two of those are featured for free on the website at ttap.com in the Try Before You Buy. Primary back stretch is the key move to put your body in alignment, and post-baby, body is not in alignment. The belly's been arched forward, tilting forward, as baby's all in front, so the lower back has been arched out of place, the shoulders have altered, bosom is heavier because it's, you know, filled with milk. Everything's out of alignment. Primary back stretch should be done twice a day. First thing in the morning, again at night before bed. And even though it increases your metabolic rate because it opens up all of the channels of the brain to the body, mind to muscle, it does not rev you up where you can't sleep. In fact, many people say they sleep better if they do primary back stretch right before bed, followed by Organs in Place Half Frogs, and then you've just put your body in perfect alignment. Tighten and tone those internal pelvic muscles, and you'll get the inch loss very quick. The other thing is walking. Okay, you're going to have baby once, you know, a few weeks old, where you go out for daily walks with the stroller. So make mm-hmm. it where you get to bond and you go out. So now while you're walking with your stroller, do your primary back stretch first. If you're a shorter torso or you have a little more pudge at the middle, follow it by T-tap twist, or at least T-tap twist stretch. Okay, that's in chapter 4, and then go out for your walk. Walk 10 minutes out, turn around, and walk 10 minutes back. But while you walk, toes are forward, knees are off the ball joint, big toe, ribs are up, tuck till you feel your tummy tighten. You don't have to think like tuck tailbone all the way like a bad doggy, like when you're doing the full mm-hmm. T-tap stance. Just tuck till you feel the tummy tighten, then you know you're fully activating the muscles that attach at your lower back, crisscross to cross the belly in the front so that you can rebuild your girdle on the inside so that the outside looks flatter, tighter, and toner. So while you're walking, you're tucking till the tummy's tight, ribs are up, shoulders are back, and thumbs are away. Okay, last thing, thumbs away will create better muscle activation from your shoulder to your upper back, which now you would think, why do I need to activate my upper back when I'm really worried about my lower body where baby and hips and thighs?
Right.
Well, the upper back, when ribs are up, pulls the belly and the uterus up. Like right now, if anybody were to stand, and if I say toes forward, everybody goes toes forward, bend it, knees are bent, tuck it, tailbone's tucked under. Now tune in what you feel on a count of three when I say ribs up. One, two, three, ribs up. Did you feel your belly? Did you feel it tighten around the belly button? When ribs come up, you give more room, and there's ligaments that are around the uterus and how all those internal, your intestines, there's all kinds of organs in there. It's kind of fun to look at a Gray's Anatomy book and see what's all compacted in there. Once you see how much organs and internal things that need to be working are in there, it just makes you want to lift the ribs so everything can function, so you don't have to worry about things like indigestion or constipation. Ribs up gives the room for the body to do what it's designed to do. And you can cinch in on that waistline. You can literally see your waist look thinner when your ribs are up and elongated. So thumbs away, and everybody right now, I want you to point your thumbs to the side of the wall. And on one, two, three, I want you to point back as far as you can. One, two, three, rotate thumbs back. Feel how the muscles intensified from the shoulder all the way down the spine. And that shoulder rotation is because you were usually carrying big diaper bags. All of a sudden with new baby, it's lots more things to carry on the shoulders. There's the purse gets heavier. There's a diaper bag. Then you might have a sling with the baby in the front. Those poor shoulders with the bosom all get rounded forward, and we need to lift those ribs, give your body room to get oxygen in those lungs. Get the ribs up so you can cinch in the waistline. And those simple tips of trying to do at least a 20-minute walk a day, it's better if you can even do it twice a day. Baby likes to go outside. And then end the day with that PBS, Organs Place Half Frogs, and you literally will see inches melt. They come off very quickly. If you activate more muscles on the inside, you'll get faster results on the outside.
That is so true. So for all of you mothers-to-be out there, these are tips that get you into shape, and you're not going to feel so wiped out. In fact, you're actually going to feel better. Your energy level is going to go up because this is not, how can I say this? It is energizing. It just makes you feel better. In fact, if you do the hoedowns that Teresa has for free up on her website, you can go in and just practice it with Teresa right there. You go into her website, ttap.com, practice those hoedowns, and it's rejuvenating. And Teresa, you're doing this in schools. You've got wonderful programs. Oh, and your website. My goodness, we've got to talk about that because you've just done a major, major upgrade with your website. You've got this wonderful newsletter that goes out, too.
Oh, we've got much, much more to come. Well, let me give you a few updates because I figure, okay, you're the first to know. Okay, if you go to TBO, those are all capital letters, TBO.com. That happens to be Bay News 9 and Tampa Tribune in our area. Just did some stories on what the kids are doing. Because last week we filmed at Sunray Elementary. It's an elementary school K through 5 where 50 children, I think there were 42 that actually were participating. They were the winners from the Hoedown Showdown that we talked about at a previous radio interview.
Right.
So as promised, once they finished their exams, I came back and said, I'll let you make the new exercise DVD so that students in all other schools can do like you did this past year and fit fitness into regular classroom instruction. So to see these kindergartner through fifth graders, where I'm not in front of the camera, they led the class. They did hoedowns. They did exercises sitting at their desks. And it was quite fun and motivational to see the pride and the leadership, because then they had to learn how to remember the move, count the move, breathe, and smile. And it's not as easy as it looks sometimes. Okay, so here was some of the exciting news. So TBO.com, which features it has an article, as they wrote, in the Tampa Tribune, and then Bay News 9, CNN.com. Bay News 9 is the local affiliate of the CNN News, so you can go on Bay News 9 and you'll see the actual clip of the kids doing the exercise program. That's on today. So anybody listening today, if you go on, and they might have it archived. And then the children are being considered for a pilot program for national. We'll have to talk about that later. And then when you were saying the big success stories, go ahead.
Oh, I said, that's so exciting.
Oh, we're so excited because we've been asked to mail everything to Washington, D.C., to some certain people, so I'll keep you in tune. And here's the other thing, remember, today is the day. Everyone, I want you to go out to the stores and pick up your People magazine. Look for the cover that says June 1st on it. It'll be but it's supposed to hit all the newsstands nationwide May 22nd. That's this Friday. So today's Wednesday, so tomorrow and Friday it'll be out there. But it'll say June 1st on the cover. Inside is one of our tea tappers that they're sharing her story of losing 145 pounds. Two children, has kept it off for 8 years, and she has MS. And T-Tap put her MS into remission, and her name is Heather. And you met her last year at the retreat.
Amazing. That is, oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey, you're the first to know.
Everybody listening, you're the first to know. We'll have a newsflash going out on Friday, but I figure these magazines are going to sell out quick because they only stay on the newsstand 1 week, even though most of us keep those People magazines, you know, on in the doctor's offices. You'll see them on your coffee table for at least a couple of months. But they're only on the newsstands 1 week, so everyone's going to want to run out and get their copy to see our Heather being featured in People magazine. And the condition they featured three success stories is that these women had to be 100 pounds lost but wear a bikini. And
she's there
in her glory with the People photographer coming in from Los Angeles into Iowa to take her picture in a bikini in the privacy of her home. And she's there showing that, yes, I did it, and you can too.
Teresa, this
is
awesome.
Isn't it fun? We're in People. T-Tap's going to be in People.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, I'll be sure to let people know and to mention it on the upcoming shows. But, this is exciting. Wow.
Yeah, so 1 week. It'll be on the newsstands for 1 week from the 22nd to the 30th or however that works. And then it's the next issue. I can't believe that it's finally here where we can say and let the secret out. I'm not allowed to say it on my website till Friday, but I just thought, you know, Donna, you've got such a true blue loyal following, and we've got so many T-Tappers because of people listening to your radio show, that I thought I'm just going to spill the beans and let everyone know on your radio show.
That is marvelous. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, folks, now just be prepared. People magazine coming out on the June 1st issue. That's coming out this Friday. Check it out, grocery stores, whatever. You'll see all of this wonderful information about a tea tapper by the name of Heather, 140 pounds. And they took a picture of her in a bikini. Oh, my word. This is exciting. Oh, Teresa, this is thrilling. My goodness, you have accomplished so much this year. But you have spent years in preparing for this, and you deserve every bit of this wonderful, wonderful opportunities that are coming to you. But your newsletter, you had so much good information, and I know we're just about out of time. Hey, if any of you listening to the program today, if you have not gotten her book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, do get the book. Because when I was in this class with women, that we had the class here in the Pacific Northwest, you will find that there's so much good information in there. But more than that, go into Teresa's website, ttap.com. Go into her website, cruise through it. There's so much good information, and subscribe to her free newsletter because she's got all kinds of good things that she is able to share with you. You're not going to want to miss it. Teresa, this has been wonderful. I'm so excited. Thanks for sharing the tips for those ladies that are a little bit older. And hey, guys, get with it. you don't need to just let the ladies do this. You guys can get in shape, too. So let your girlfriends and wives go and get the information, and you read up on it, and you can be just as fit and fabulous in 15 minutes as your ever-loving ladies are. Teresa, we'll be talking again, and I am so thrilled. Again, congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Donna, and just I want everyone realizing out there, it's never too late, and a little bit each day makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. I can testify to that myself. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. Don't forget to go to TTAP.com. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and what's that terrific, you've just got to go, we'll be announcing on Monday, there's something very, very special about Teresa that's coming up on Monday that we are going to be making an announcement about, so be sure that you just go to her website, TTAP.com. There are wonderful points of information. And I don't know about you, but now that the sun comes out in the Pacific Northwest, instead of having storming thunderstorms and all this kind of stuff, feels so good to just start getting back into shape and wanting to look good for summer. Hey, telephone lines are open right now. If you would like to call in, let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free worldwide number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all I'll need from you when you call in is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you can ask me a question about anything that you like. And remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Sometimes people, when they want to, let's say, have a private session with me, they will get so concerned. They want to have a super-duper special question, or they try to intellectualize so much. Remember, the most important thing is that it be what is important to you. And anything. There's no such thing as a dumb question, ever. So again, 888-815-9756. I know we have a caller waiting. I do want to say, before I go to that caller, that tomorrow we're going to be talking about Talk Radio. Yes, Talk Radio Wants You. That's a publication that a fellow broadcaster, Francine Silverman, has come out with. It is awesome. If you're a speaker, if you're someone that wants to know about talk shows around the country that you can tune into via the internet, etc., you're not going to want to miss this, because Francine has done a phenomenal job. She has a listing of over 700 talk show programmings that are available by category, etc. So we're going to be chatting about that tomorrow. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about 11:11, the time prompt phenomena. Yes, numbers can make a difference. How? Why? Well, we'll talk to Marie Jones and find out about that. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be going to our first caller. We'll show you how it's done during this hour. Welcome to the show, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello? Well, maybe the caller hung up. I don't know. But I was told there was a caller on the line. Well, something happened to the connection, so we will just move right along. Again, if you want to call me, 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number. So, caller, if you hung up, just go ahead and buzz back in again. Yard sales are beginning to show up. We're seeing a little bit in the way of that here in the Pacific Northwest. Of course, if you're living in a warmer climate, let's say like Florida, or you're in California where the sun shines more frequently than it does up here, then what you are going to find is that if you're going to be shopping around at those, I know people that make it a regular part of their lives. One lady I know that goes out to garage sales frequently, she looks for things she can sell on eBay, and she has made up to $20,000 in a month by selling items. It's just absolutely amazing. But springtime is a good time to go to yard sales. Why? Because a lot of people are doing spring cleaning. They're cleaning out their closets, saying, what do I need to get rid of? Families, if they've got kids that have outgrown toys, etc., they're getting rid of them. I've got some wonderful tips for you, and I'll be sharing them with you. We have a caller back now. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. It's Trish. I caught you at the end of the hour last night, so I didn't finish. You were saying something at that time about a wonderful breakthrough in an artistic area. I don't quite understand, but if you could go
over that. Oh, I have to tell you, I honestly don't remember a thing that I said yesterday. I've talked to so many people since.
Okay, you said I need to be alert that there's a wonderful opportunity coming in around October, a breakthrough in an artistic area, and I don't identify with it at this time.
All right, Trish, where are you calling from there? Because I don't remember.
Florida.
You're calling from Florida. Where in Florida?
On the East Coast, which has been raining cats and dogs here. It's just now the sun came out today.
Oh, great. All right. Well, what I would say, Trish, because I don't recall what I said to you yesterday, and that's something for the rest of you listening, I have this automatic erase that goes into place. I've been doing this for years. But that is something I would say. If you were told that there was a breakthrough in an artistic arena, what that is referring to more than likely is your creative side. That whether it is dealing with some form of art, whether it is dealing with writing, whether it is dealing with maybe being in small theater, there is something that for you is going to be a breakthrough that allows that part of yourself that perhaps you did not cultivate or didn't feel like you had very much talent in you will find that there is that medium that you can participate in that's going to be very liberating for you. Actually, it's going to be a lot of fun.
But you don't get the specific area.
No, not at this moment. I'm not getting a specific area.
It will be something presented to me then. It'll come about.
It will come about because you're going to be paying attention. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
There is a woman that I know of that found she had an ability to bring things together for parties. Now, this is her. Her name is Marcia. She's just a marvelous woman. Her imagination, it's astonishing to me. And she is one of these very practical, down-to-earth people. She never, ever thought she had that much artistic flair. But a friend of hers needed to have something for a wedding, didn't have a lot of money to spend. And she said, okay, let me think about this, because she had had children and had to come up with ideas, like we all do. You know, when we have families, we come up with different odds and ends of things. She put together something that was under $100 for a party of like 30 people. The creativeness, the artistic flair that she incorporated, her friends just went gaga. They went, wow, how did you do this? So she's best friends with all the dollar stores in the area, and it's a joke, you know, when we say, what dollar store did you get this from? She is one of these people that has a knack, first of all, of being very creative about where to shop. Two, she's got just like a sixth sense on saving a dollar. And three, she found that she has this wonderful capacity for taking what looks like nothing and making it into something that is beautiful. And
I have worked in various creative aspects, so I will keep alert for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what ended up happening is she started a business of her own for doing things for weddings on a budget. And it is just wonderful. Everybody she works for is so pleased. She just can do things that most people wouldn't think of. So I say that to you. I use her as an example. So you're just telling me you have done things a little bit like this in your own way. And where maybe you didn't nourish it, you might be like my friend Marcia, who is going to find that this is so much fun for her that she's just going to do it.
That would be wonderful.
Now, did you get a chance to ask a question yesterday?
No.
Okay. I noticed we're having a little bit of a time delay, hon, so I apologize if I'm talking over you. I'm not doing it on purpose. We've got a little bit of time delay in the transmission of our conversation, so we'll just have to take a deep breath. So go ahead and ask me your question.
Okay, I was wondering if you pick up anything in the health area that I need to address or take care of, or in what direction I would go in that to see what's going on.
Well, what I am picking up, first thing in my head that came was like I took the midsection of your body, and I want to say below just sort of around the waistline area and a little below. And it looks to me like you've got a bloating that's going on there.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but what I'm looking at, I think, is something that if you pay attention to your body and watch how it responds to certain foods, and this, you need to maybe keep a bit of a diary on it, but I believe that you need to have some kind of a regular exercise pattern. Now, it could be walking a half hour a day, could be T-tap, because I'm a firm believer in that. I mean,
I was just listening to the show, thinking,
you really should check around. I do walk a little, but I need to
walk more.
Well, it's more than that. It is developing a suppleness, because I'm seeing a tenderness around the tailbone, going all the way up to the middle of the back.
Okay.
And when I'm watching this, I am observing a link that is related to the abdominal puffiness of the body. So what I think is going on here is that your body system needs the exercise so that the circulation on multiple levels is going to work properly. And you need to be able to find something that is comfortable for you. Walking is marvelous. It doesn't make any difference about your speed. It's doing the walking. And if weather gets bad, then if you had a treadmill, but like Teresa has the Walking in Place DVD, you could do something like that. I do that frequently. It's just moving your body so that the body has a chance to alleviate some of this puffiness and some of the stress that is occurring in the lower back tailbone area. So I'm looking at my clock and I know I've got to go on break, but I just encourage you to do your homework because it's going to help you feel better.
One real quick question.
I've got to go on break. If you'll stay online, then we'll come back, okay?
Yes,
this is Donna Sebo.
Thank you.
We are taking a break, and we're going to come back talk to Trish. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, the telephone number is 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Before we go back to Trish, and again, if you want to give me a call, it's 888-815-9756. I want to remind you that on the 26th, I will be on air with Katie on Spiritual Hollywood. So that is next week, next Tuesday, and I am so looking forward to having this opportunity of being on her show. It's going to be from 6 to 7 in the evening here on bbsradio.com. And then there's another broadcast, another interview that I did that as soon as I have the date that it's going to be aired, I will be letting you know. So, again, this is Donna Sebo, 888-815-9756, if you want to call in and talk to me. Hello, Trish. What was your question? You said you had another quick one.
Yes, I do. I was wondering, when you see me getting into a relationship that will have some stability and longevity to it, I have a long-term friendship with a gentleman, but I'm looking for something that's going to be more stable.
Well, I would say this. With the gentleman that is in your life right now, actually, you're not that uncomfortable with it. And I think that you will need to make it okay at a point when you are comfortable in doing so. That's saying to him, I want you to know that I'm going to start going out with some other people. And the reason I say it is because this person whose life you are linked with at this time has really come to look at it as a relationship that is what it is. And he puts a lot of, what I want to say, stock in it. So I think that there is a release that you're going to be going through. where you will have a level of honesty with him, and I think then you will be opening the door for someone else. Even though I'm hearing you say that you really are ready for someone, there is still such a caution, and there is this, it's almost like a barrier that I'm seeing around you, not as much as there has been in the past, but I'm seeing you lowering the barrier, like halfway down. Instead of it being up over your head, it's like it's to chest level. And I think as time goes on, you probably will lower the barrier, but I think automatically the people around you that you come in contact with feel like you already have this commitment with someone else. And so consequently, even though there's not marriage, there is this awareness, and it sends up a signal automatically. To answer your question directly, I think it's going to be a little bit of time before that person comes into your space. There is a party that I am seeing you having a very close relationship with that you are going to find will be of that status as you desire it to be. And it will be there for a few years, but then I am seeing you living a lot longer than this person. So this person will be in your life for a period of time, then they will pass away, and then I think you're going to be deeply involved with a tremendous community of activity with people, and you'll be doing quite a bit more traveling than what you ever expected, but it's going to be a whole different lifestyle. But again, there will be that partner that will be in your life. Exactly when that person is coming in, I'm not seeing it at this time. What I am looking at...
This is a new person. Yes.
It will be a brand new individual. It will not be someone that you have known. This is a brand new person.
Mm-hmm.
And, Trish, I want to thank you for your call.
Okay. And then after, you say I'll get involved with traveling, but then you don't see another person coming in, or you can't see that far?
Well, it's a matter of seeing that far. I think what you need to do is just be okay with where you are today. Don't try to make life in a concrete box. It's not that way. Allow it to flow around you. Allow yourself
to
flow
with it. You don't see this present relationship then really developing further?
No, I think it's really quite comfortable for both of you as it is.
It is for him more than me.
Well, I even think for you it has been very comfortable because I think that there... You're looking for certain things that are not going to be there, and you know that down deep with him. And it's okay. It's all right. You're not in a bad space at all. Not at all. So enjoy your life, my dear. You've got a good
one. All right. Thank you for your reading.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening now. Enjoy that sunshine in Florida. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 is a toll-free number. I mentioned about garage sales. And in today's world, people are so concerned about economics on different levels, and for good reason. A lot of people have found that they're having to go into new job areas, and maybe they're between jobs, or they're just wanting to be more frugal. So garage sales are a marvelous way, if you enjoyed doing that, to see what's out there. And when you're going into a garage sale, the earlier the better. I know of some people that they get out their local newspapers where all the garage sales are going to be listed, and they try to get the information on Friday so that they can find out where they need to go first, and they'll plot out their whole arrangement. Well, one of the things that you need to remember is that when you're at a garage sale, don't try to be an intense negotiator. Lots of times, people, when they're selling things, if they know that you are interested in more than one item and you just say, gee, I'd like some clarity on this, and sometimes you want to be sure that this is the price that they are offering, and maybe if you're buying more than one thing, they may say, well, gee whiz, I'll just toss this in too. Just go ahead and take it. They're wanting to get rid of their items, so you don't want to nitpick with them over their prices. Also, they really want to know many times that what they're selling to you. It depends on the individual, depends on the family, but they really want to see somebody have the things that they had, and they would like to see it find a home, and so that they're not stuck with it anymore. And also, listen to what other people are doing when you're out shopping about. And as a shopper, remember, don't wear diamond rings and all this other kind of thing. Just go in your ordinary clothes and be cool when you're shopping. And a few more tips after this. Let's take our next caller. Uh-oh. Hello, caller.
Yes?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. We're out of time. I'm just was made aware that you were on the line. Where are you calling from?
Sorry, Santa Rosa, California.
Well, would you be able to call in tomorrow?
I sure would.
Okay, now be sure to try to call in towards the bottom of the hour, because we're out of time.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry I couldn't take your call.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm so sorry I couldn't take your call this afternoon.
Oh, well,
but we're out of time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is Donna Seaball. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I hope the sun is shining where you are. We'll see you right here, back here at bbsradio.com. Same time, same space, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Seaball Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Seaball Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.